It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit moneyfit.com, click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete's Recap and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on as we roll towards the end of summer? There must be a project or two on your to-do list, because that's why we are here, to help you get those jobs done. If there's a project you'd like to tackle, you don't know where to start, you don't know if you should do it yourself or go with a pro, if you're stuck in the middle, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to help get you going again. Coming up on today's show, you know, Leslie, I was talking to a friend this week who told me that he and his wife are planning to replace their concrete driveway with asphalt, which, I mean, they're both nice driveways, but let's face it, I think concrete driveways are a lot nicer than asphalt. And so I was kind of wondering why he was going to do that. And he said that the surface was worn, it was pitted, and kind of got tired of looking at it. So I gave him a driveway solution that he totally didn't expect. And now he's keeping the driveway. It looks fantastic. And I'll tell you what did the trick in just a bit.
All right. Can't wait to hear it. And guys, you know, kitchens are the one place in your house where most of us really do spend an awful lot of time. But if you ever feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated, drab, even dull, it may not always be your favorite room to be in. Well, the good news is that there are options for getting a new look without breaking the bank. Kitchen cabinets can be replaced, refaced, or just refinished. We're going to help you sort out those options.
And now that we've reached September, it's a good time to take a good look at your gutters. They are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing. If yours are in bad shape, there are a few serious structural problems that can result.
All right. But first, guys, we want to know what you are working on. How can we help you get ready for the fall season and, of course, the winter behind it? We want your money pits to be in top shape as everything starts to cool down. So give us a call.
1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to the phones. Leslie, who's first?
Hi, Fred. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a standard toilet. The house was built in 29, so it's, what, 80 years old? It's the type where the tank hangs on the wall, and then you have an L, and then you have, I guess, what do you call that, the bowl? And it started to leak, and so, you know, the old metal was pretty corroded and everything, so we took everything out. We took the tank off the wall. The plumber, who I've been using for many years, cleaned everything up, went the hardware store that handles these kind of fittings, and we just cannot get this thing to work. It leaks.
Where does it leak? Does it leak at the base of the tank where the pipe connects?
In both, yeah. Well, one time we did it, it leaked at the bottom of the tank. The other time it leaked when it went into the bowl.
What kind of a washer are you using, or what kind of a gasket or seal are you using in those two places?
Well, I don't know the technical names of it. You know, the guy at the they look like the same stuff we took off. You know, I'm a musician. I'm not helping these things.
Well, this shouldn't be that hard to accomplish, and it sounds like whatever they're using in that gasket space right there is not working. And look, if all else fails, you can simply use silicone here. You could apply the silicone. As you put this together, you seal all of those joints with silicone, let it dry. Try not to touch it until it dries, and then you can take a razor blade and cut off the excess nice and neat and essentially make your own gasket.
Yeah, the plumber mentioned something. He said, the only thing is, if that thing fails and I'm not home, I'm going to have a house full of water.
That's true, but the thing is, once it works, it usually works, you know, continuously. It doesn't usually fail. If you get it right, it's not going to fail, okay?
Yeah, so, in other words, unless I can see some chips or damage on the porcelain or something like that, which I don't see, it should work.
But I would take it apart, and I would seal with silicone each connection as it goes together so that you end up with a good compression of silicone around that. That's the solution, okay? Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Stephanie in California is having a heating and cooling issue. Well, specifically a cooling issue in the bedroom. What's going on?
Oh, we don't know. Right now, we live in a four-bedroom house. Every room in the house except for the master bedroom gets cool in the summer. We have not done a winter yet. This bedroom, the master bedroom, is at least 5 to 7 degrees warmer than any part of the house.
Okay, well, there could be a number of reasons for that. First of all, what side of the house is it on?
It would be on the south side of the house.
The more sun, you know, the more cooling you need. So it's not unusual for a room on the south, the west side to need more cooling power. So let's talk about what you could do to try to improve this. First of all, I would check the airflow at the registers to make sure you're getting good airflow at all of the AC registers. In some cases, systems can be balanced so that they supply more air to one room and less air to another. Just as important is to check the return register, Stephanie, because not only do you have to push cold air into the room, you have to pull the air back so it can be re-cooled. If you don't have a return in the bedroom itself, it's going to be a central return, like in the hallway, perhaps outside of the bedroom. If that's the case, you want to make sure that when you close the door of the bedroom, that there's at least a 1-inch gap under the door, because that's how the air gets pulled back and, again, recirculated. Other things that you can do would be to increase insulation over this particular room. So if there's an attic access above, for example, you could double up the insulation over that, and that would also help to keep it cooler. So I would speak with your HVAC professional initially to try to get the balance working a little bit better. And then if that doesn't work, think about adding some additional insulation. And if that doesn't work at all, the other thing you could do is you could add supplemental cooling to that. I have a room, for example, in my house where I have a split ductless system because it happens to be on the west side in my case, and it overheats. It's far away from the air conditioning system supply, and so I never quite get enough cooling air into this one room to make it comfortable. So we have a split ductless system in there that supplements it. So those are all good options to help even out the temperature of that room in the house. Stephanie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, I've got James in Massachusetts on the line who's having an issue with an unruly couch. What's going on, James?
About 20 years ago, I bought a beautiful wooden couch, stained a nice dark walnut color, and where you sit on it was cushions that were covered in a fabric.
Were they loose cushions or were they attached to the frame?
They were not attached to the frame. They were loose. The frame is quite beautiful. You walk all the way around the couch. It's probably best seen from behind, where you can see the structure of the wood. It's a very nice couch. But after about 16 years, the cushion fabric wore out, so I had this brilliant idea that I was going to cover the cushions in a faux leather. And now 4 years on, I find that the cushions stick to the wood. Somehow the faux leather, naugahyde, whatever it might be, is leaching the stain right out of the wood. It's... The rest of the wood, where the cushions don't touch it, is still as beautiful as it ever was. But where the cushions touch it, now it is all tacky. It does not transfer onto the cushions themselves. I can touch the cushions, and they do not feel sticky. Is there a solution besides taking this thing down to bare wood?
It's possible, and that's probably because of the same reason you'd see it in the kitchen, which is moisture. Not saying that the cushions are wet, but because the cushions have, you know, a texture to them that is also smooth, if that makes sense. You know how leather or even, you know, artificial leather, when you sit on it, it like gets warmed up and then you kind of stick to it. Like, I feel like you're probably getting the same thing just in the area where you're getting the contact from the finish to the actual fabric itself. Now, what you could do, if you are committing to a specific side of the cushion that will always be the top, you could sew something almost like a canvas or a moleskin or something on the bottom that gives it, you know, more movement, but is also more of a breathable fabric. The only issue is it might come sliding off, but it won't stick.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. So half the cushion would be fabric and the part that's touching the wood.
Right. The bottom side would be a fabric that's more of like a backer or a base, like a canvas or a duck cloth.
Now, these are not only the bottom cushion, but also the back that touches wood as well. So fabric all the way where it touches the wood. Is there anything that can salvage the finish of the wood without just taking it down to bare wood?
Do you find that when you have the cushions off for some time that it sort of re-solidifies or re-cures, or no?
No, it doesn't. It remains tacky. Although I have to admit, I've not tested that out for a great length of time. I mean, like a month or something.
I mean, it might be worth it just to use, not to take it all the way down to bare wood, but to get something like a liquid sander. It comes in a bottle. You'll find it in, you know, any home center in that paint and stain aisle. And then just put that on. You sort of brush it on or wipe it on in the area and just let it have like a little bit of tack to it, and maybe just then hand sand it a little bit with a sanding sponge, and then just apply your stain or your finish to that exact spot, or do that whole railing. It sounds to me like you have like a slatted back and a slatted seat perhaps, so I would just do the boards that have the issues to it, you know, not the rest of the frame.
Sounds like an excellent idea. So liquid sander and fabric on the back of the cushion.
It's worth a shot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, you want to restore your old worn concrete driveway, porch, or patio without having to tear the whole thing out? We'll tell you how after this. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps.
Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, HomeAdvisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the HomeAdvisor app to get started today.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, we'd love for you to subscribe to the Money Pit Home and Garden Podcast. We've got exclusive content that you can enjoy every single week. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast. We'll take you to your favorite platform, and you can sign up right there.
Wendy in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a mobile home. There's no attic space. And recently I had a leak in my roof in my bedroom, and it started out just a water stain on the ceiling. It's approximately 12 inches wide, 24 inches long. But here recently in the past few weeks, it looks like it's growing mold. It's a spot about the size of a dinner plate that it's real dark black mold, so I'm concerned that it may be black mold. And I don't know is there something that I can do to fix this, like with primer or paint and, you know, maybe bleach or something to kill the mold? Or is it something, am I going to have to replace the sheetrock in the ceiling?
Well, first of all, do you think that you've dealt with the leak, that there's no longer a leak there?
Well, I have a metal roof, and I think what has happened is the rain, it came a really, really bad storm, and it was blowing all different directions, and I think the water actually blew up under the metal on the roof. I don't think it's actually a leak, because I haven't ever had any more
problems. So here's what you need to know. If your ceiling gets stained like that from a leak, you can't just paint over it because the stain will come through. So what you have to do first is you have to prime it. So get an alkyd-based primer or an oil-based primer, water or oil-based, it doesn't matter, and paint over that spot. Then once you've painted over with the primer, then you can put the finish coat on top of that. But the primer has to be done first. If you're concerned that it's mold and you want to make sure it's not, then I would take about a 15 to 20% bleach solution. So maybe like one part bleach, three parts water, something like that can make it a bit stronger. Spray it down in that moldy area, let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and then clean it off. And then proceed with the primer and the paint.
Okay. Like I said, I'm concerned. I can't, you know, see the other side of the sheetrock because there is no attic space.
Well, right now it's a fairly small spot, so let's just deal with that. And then move on. I wouldn't make a bigger problem out of it just yet. If we think the leak was a one-time situation, so now we just have to deal with this. You know, it's most likely a leak stain that you're looking at and not mold.
I'm pretty sure it's mold. It one spot, it does look, you know, fuzzy, like, you know, it's a white.
There's a product called a 5-minute mold test, And it's actually a swab within almost like a little tubey thing. And you just swab the area that you think is mold and pop it in there. And you'll actually get a reading within 5 minutes telling you if it's mold. And I think, does it also tell you the type of mold, Tom?
I think it might. And they have a consulting service, too, that they'll follow up with you on the result and tell you what they recommend you do about it.
Okay. Well, great. That certainly helps. I'll give it a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've got a worn out or a cracked or just a generally kind of yucky looking concrete driveway, walkway, or patio, that yucky is a technical term. I just want to make that clear.
It's highly technical.
It may seem at first that the only option you have is to totally tear it out and replace it, but that is not the case. So my buddy had a concrete driveway that was cracked, and it was spalled. Spalling is where like the surface kind of wears off, and it usually happens.
So you see a lot of the aggregate?
Yeah, you start to see the stone, and usually it happens because of the rock salt that they use on the roadways. Because, you know, he wasn't really using any kind of corrosive salt in the winter at his house, but, you know, it drips off the car. So wherever you are, if they're using any kind of corrosive salt, it's going to drip on your driveway. And anyway, the surface had just kind of worn, and it was really looking nasty, and his wife was kind of bugging him about it. She didn't like to look at it either. So he's ready to tear it out and go with asphalt. I said, wait a minute. The concrete is structurally sound. It's got a few minor cracks, and that surface we can fix. And I told him about that new Quikrete product called Recap. Pretty amazing stuff. It sticks to concrete like crazy, and he was able to put a whole new surface on it in literally one day. And that looks fantastic, saving a bunch of money, and he's still got the concrete driveway.
Yeah, you know, Recap is a great solution if you want to renew any sort of old or worn-looking concrete patios, sidewalks, even driveways with a permanent wear-resistant surface at truly a fraction of the cost to replace it. It's a DIY-friendly project. You just mix, pour, and then spread the concrete resurface over that surface as long as it's cleaned with a 3500 PSI pressure washer, and you should let it dry out too.
Yeah, and the key here is Recap's uncanny ability to bond to the old concrete. It's actually four times stronger than the concrete itself. This means that whatever you have resurfaced with Recap, whether it's a patio, a sidewalk, or a driveway, it's going to last a really, really long time, and you won't have to replace it. So good stuff. Highly recommend it for all of those yucky concrete surfaces.
Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up, but it will brighten it up a bit. And if you wanted to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, which is presented by Home Advisor. You can download the Home Advisor app to get instantly matched with top local pros for any home project, read reviews, and book appointments for free. Coming up, new kitchens are expensive. Restoring older cabinets so they look new, not so expensive. We're going to share some tips to make your kitchen look great on the cheap next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Connecticut is presented by HomeAdvisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the HomeAdvisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit HomeAdvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So, Leslie, I've got this new line of products I've been checking out from Sunday. It's at GetSunday.com. They make non-toxic lawn care products, and I love it because they ship you exactly what you need. You go to their website, put in your address. They actually instantly find your house in all of the, from all the satellite services across
it's
the country.
It's really cool. You put
scary
in your address.
Scary cool, right? Yeah.
And you're like, wait a second, that's my house. Oh, wait, I told you that was my house.
There's my kids playing in the backyard. You know what I mean? It's like, but it's really cool because they can figure out the lawn cover so you don't have to, like, measure. And then they send you exactly what you need to dress up your lawn. And this summer has been so hot, I've been browning out a lot. So I put it on about 2 weeks ago now, actually, and it's really starting to brighten things up. It looks really good. It's getting that fresh green look all over again. So they're giving our listeners a $20 off coupon, too. If you go to GetSunday.com and you enter promo code MONEYPIT, you'll get $20 off. So I recommend you guys check it out because I'm pretty impressed with this company. They're really doing it right. And, again, non-toxic products. You know, when I used to have a lawn service, they would put those little flags that say, keep pets off the lawn, you know, for so many days and things like that. Not with this stuff. Pets and kids can play on the lawn immediately. There's nothing there harmful, totally non-toxic, and it works really, really well.
Well, new kitchens are expensive, but restoring older cabinets so they look new isn't. Now, as long as your cabinets are structurally sound, you know, you don't want them dented or delaminated or anything like that, but if they're in good shape, then they're a good candidate for refacing or painting. So let's talk about those options. Now, kitchen cabinet refacing, that involves replacing the doors and the veneer on existing laminate or wood boxes. And it's really a job for a pro, but it truly is less expensive than getting brand new cabinets. And the quality of the existing cabinetry and the new materials applied also will impact the end product. So if you have really solid original cabinets, this truly could be a great option for you.
And a lot of older cabinets actually are built far better than newer ones. So that's why that is such an attractive option. I love those old birch cabinets. They don't look so great, but, man, they are rock solid. Now, in addition to refacing, you could also simply refinish or paint, and it's becoming more popular now than ever before. I love the fact that there are so many new cabinet designs that are based not on just a clear finish and a beautiful wood tone, but to a nice white or a colonial blue or a beautiful color like that. And you can take those old cabinets that were maybe stained and paint them. Or if you want to restain them, you can. But the first thing you need to do is just kind of check the structure, make sure they're good quality cabinets so you can sand them without anything happening like them falling apart or you cutting through a really ridiculously thin veneer or finding that it's delaminating and you have some other issue to deal with. But once you get them sanded down, you can prime them. And I do recommend you use a type of primer called a high bond primer. Basically, it means it sticks really well. High bond, in other words, it bonds to the surface perfectly. And then I would use an oil-based finish or a solvent-based finish for the top coats, only because it's basically more durable, it's harder, it doesn't chip as easily. And you can redo all of those cabinets, you know, literally in a weekend or two. What I would suggest you do is take all the drawers out, take the cabinet doors off, and basically paint the boxes separate from the doors and the drawers. And again, make sure that you sand them well, you prime them properly, and you can have a beautiful new kitchen without nearly the expense of renovating all those cabinets.
Yeah, and you know what? Once that's done, you can even go further and give the cabinets a little bit more pizzazz. You know, add some new hardware. Think about a different finish. It's okay to mix metals. You know, brass and that sort of like brushed bronze. Like, it's really beautiful in a kitchen space, and I think it sort of modernizes it. So you can actually take a more traditional cabinet and put a more interesting hardware on it, and suddenly it's a completely different look in addition to the new color or the new face on it. So don't stop with just redoing those cabinets. Really give it that next step.
Excellent advice.
Now we're heading to South Dakota where David's on the line. What can we do for you today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I just had my 120-year-old house sided with new vinyl siding. I got relatively new vinyl windows, and I'm curious, do I caulk between the J channel and the window frame? on the outside?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, it's not necessary?
No, it's not necessary. It should be watertight the way if the installers put it in correctly. It should be watertight as it is. If it needed to be caulked, they would have done that. I know it looks like there's a big gap there, but that's pretty typical. And you generally don't have to caulk between the back of the J channel and the side of the window.
Yeah, I was just worried about if it rains from a certain angle, it's going to, you know, wick down through that gap and then run behind the siding.
Usually that's pretty tight and that won't happen. I mean, there's no reason you can't caulk it, but I don't necessarily think you have to do it.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. If you're dealing with a leaky faucet, a cracked wall, or a lawn that for some reason just doesn't mow itself, Home Advisor can match you with the best local pro for every project. So download the Home Advisor app today. Just ahead, good gutters are key to more than just keeping water from overflowing onto your head. They can prevent serious structural problems. We're going to walk you through the best options for new and improved gutters in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com next.
Has summer heat left your lawn with brown spots or weeds? I found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday makes custom, non-toxic, money-saving lawn care products. They ship directly to your door and apply with a garden hose. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Money Pit is presented by GetSunday.com. Custom, non-toxic, cost-saving lawn care products. Ship directly to your door and applied with a garden hose. Go to GetSunday.com to get started on a better-looking lawn. Enter promo code MONEYPIT and get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com. Promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'd love for you to subscribe to the Money Pit Home and Garden Podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You can select your favorite player by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Tom in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
We have a problem here. We have double pane windows, and the seal broke in one of them. And I was wondering if I could repair it myself by using clear cork around the entire perimeter when the window becomes clear, as it sometimes does. If that does not work, would I make it difficult for a professional to replace the window, the entire window, by doing what a, you know, the corking job?
So what's happening here is you have a thermal pane window, and the seal, which is called swiggle, deteriorated and let moisture in, and that's why you have the fogging. And the reason that sometimes it fogs and sometimes it's clear is because it really depends on what the temperature is inside and outside, and whether it's got condensation in there or not. It can't be repaired, as you've described. You know, could you try to seal that when it happens to be clear? Would that have maybe some minor effect? It could, but I just don't think you're going to stop it, and I wouldn't even bother trying with it. Your choices are to either live with it, because the good news is that while it's unattractive, it doesn't significantly impact its energy efficiency, or you could replace the window or just the glass itself. But I think if you were to order new glass for that window, you may find it to be almost as expensive as doing the window itself. So I would probably tell you just to live with it or replace the window. But to try to caulk it, I don't think it's going to have any impact whatsoever. Actually, that's a great idea, though. No one's ever asked me that question. So kudos for the effort. 888-666-3974.
Well, fall is ahead, and now's the time to take a good look at your gutters, because they're actually a really important component that can prevent serious structural problems from starting. And I think the gutters don't get appreciated enough for this, but we're going to walk you through the best options for new and improved gutters in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com.
Yeah, you know, gutters perform one duty, and that's controlling the water around your home. But if gutters are missing, disconnected, or clogged, you could be facing major and expensive home repairs. Now, not managing the water around your home can cause flooded basements, cracked foundations and sidewalks, leaky roofs, and even lead to wood-destroying insects finding a meal in your home.
Yep, that's right. So when you're picking out new gutters, the most common types are vinyl and aluminum. Now, the vinyl gutters are going to range in price from around $4 to $8 a linear foot, and the least expensive vinyl gutters can be very thin, so they can sag and become brittle in extreme temperatures. So you might as well pay a little bit more for better quality vinyl gutters. Now, these gutters also tend to leak more than aluminum gutters, so you may be facing some frequent repairs. So while they could be potentially a bit easier to install because they're more sectional, there are some downsides to it.
Now, aluminum gutters tend to be much more durable. They're going to range in price from $6 to $12 per linear foot, but they're going to stand up to so much more. Now, aluminum gutters are installed by pros who will custom build a single gutter for each roof section and then plan for the appropriate amount of downspouts to make sure that those gutters don't back up during a very heavy rain.
Yeah, and you know, the fact that they could back up, that's what leads to all the structural problems, because if you think about it, you get wet basements, you get flooded foundations, you get slippery sidewalks, all sorts of bad things, so really important to keep them in good shape. Now, once the gutters are installed, they do need to be kept clean. The do-it-yourself gutter cleaning is simple enough, but it can be a dangerous job for the untrained weekend warrior. So in the alternative, there are many types of gutter-guarded systems on the market to choose from, and all of them offer some sort of protection for your gutter at varying costs.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the HomeAdvisor app. To get started, download the HomeAdvisor app today.
Linda in Ohio is on the line and needs some advice on purchasing a generator. How can we help you? By the way, great idea.
Is it possible to use a generator when you live in an apartment?
So are you talking about what kind of generator, like a portable generator or a standby generator?
Basically standby if my power goes out.
So, I mean, for an apartment, you have to understand that a standby generator or a whole house generator is something that's permanently installed, Linda, so the answer would be no. That said, you could use a portable generator, but, of course, you'd have to run
wires, you know, extension cords from the generator itself into the house. So it's not very convenient. There is something called a transfer switch that can work for a portable generator where it's kind of like having a mini electrical panel inside. But again, it's something that requires some installation, and generally when it's an apartment, you can't do that. So the only thing you could really do would be to have a portable generator, one that you took out of storage, put outside because you can't run it in the apartment, and then run extension cords in to try to deal with that short-term, hopefully powered outage.
Wow, that sounds like it would be difficult.
Yeah, it's not the best answer, but I mean, it's because generators are something that are permanently installed into the building's sort of core electrical system, and that's why it's real important that they be done correctly. You can't, you know, when you install these transfer switches inside, they have technology built into them to prevent what's called a backfeed, so that electricity doesn't go back through the wiring and can hurt a lineman, for example, that's working on the power line. So you can't really run it without the transfer switch, and that has to be permanently installed. And the generator itself is a very big appliance. That said, a portable generator, you know, is much smaller. Now, if you just want to power a couple of things, you know, you could use a very small generator. Generac has one that's called the IQ. That's 2,000 watts. That's under $1,000, and will, you know, power a fair number of household items, small appliances, lights, that sort of thing. But you have some options there. But again, you have to use an extension cord.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Linda. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Give us a call anytime at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. Need a new roof? Just download the Home Advisor app to get instantly matched with the right pro for the job for free. Coming up, want to paint a patio? We're going to answer a question from a listener in Nebraska and how to do just that next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement project at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We know you got a question. We know there's a project you'd like to get done. Take a look around your house and give us a call or post your question to moneypit.com.
Maureen in Nebraska writes, I live in Nebraska with extreme heat in the summer and cold in the winter. I have a cement patio that I would like to repaint, but I'm looking for the best paint options and wondering if they make an outdoor epoxy finish. I did etch the cement before the first time I painted it, and I plan on sanding it before I repaint.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to remove the old finish for concrete as long as it's well adhered. You can paint over that. Now, there are epoxy finishes that work well for patios, and it's the same epoxy finish that you would use on a garage. These epoxy floor finishes are essentially two parts. They're mixed together, and then once they're mixed, you have a set amount of working time to get them applied, usually an hour to 2 hours. So sometimes you have to work in sections. But one very good manufacturer is Abatron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N. Not a product you will find at the home centers, one you will buy online. The company's been around forever, and is really good at what they do, and they have a set of epoxy finishes that's super durable. They also have options for different types of decorative elements that you can add to them. The only thing that you can't do, Leslie, I think, in a situation like this is paint one of your fancy rug patterns on it, right, to make it look like an outdoor carpet.
No, I think this is more of like, you know, one color, or if you're doing like a very large pattern, that's more of like a large overscale checkerboard type. Like you can't really get super creative with these.
Right, but they're super durable and they adhere very well, which is key, especially Maureen, living in Nebraska. You've got a rough winter there, and that's when that finish can really get attacked. So give it a shot. I think it will come out very well.
All right, next up, we've got a post here from Deborah. Now, Deb writes, I have a dog whom I cannot keep from jumping and scratching the inside of my front and back doors. They've been refinished twice, and she continues to damage them. I would like to either refinish them again or replace them, but I cannot think of clever, practical, or decorative ways to protect my doors. Any suggestions?
I guess getting rid of the dog is out, huh?
Right. But I wonder, you know, is it called a kick plate, that beautiful piece of brass or any other kind of metal that's sort of on, like, the bottom 6 inches or so of the door.
Right.
Like, I wonder if that's enough. I don't know where her dog is sort of scratching on.
I was thinking similarly, except I was thinking that you could use a piece of Lexan, which is the really most durable type of, like, plexiglass, and maybe just have it covered the bottom half of the door and attach to the door so the dog would be scratching the plastic, the Lexan, and not scratching the door. And if it gets really scratched up, then you can just replace the plastic, and the door still looks really good. So I think we're on kind of the same theme on that. So we can't train the dog, and perhaps there is a way to train the dog to do that, but if not, you've got to think of a covering like that. And there's no finish we can tell you that's going to stand up to that kind of punishment from the dog. So I think you're looking at some sort of a protective cover that you could add to that, Deborah. So I think something clear like the Lexan would work.
Or maybe one that looks like a cat and it'll scare the dog away. You never know.
There you go. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks so much for spending this early September weekend with us. We hope that you've picked up a trick or two about a project you'd like to get done around your house, if you visit MoneyPit.com, we've always got lots of resources there to help with a wide range of projects around your space. If you've got a project you're planning for the future and you don't know how to get started, you don't know where to get started, you don't know if you can do it yourself or not, pick up the phone anytime and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Ahead of Labor Day Monday, unions representing millions across several working class sectors are threatening to authorize work stoppages in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Labor leaders signaled a willingness to escalate tactics to force lawmakers to take action on police reform and systematic racism. Working Families Party National Director Maurice Mitchell says economic and racial justice are linked.
Labor unions are recognizing that the power of their labor, work stoppages and strikes, have a role in the social justice movement. And this is an escalation. This is both an escalation and a historic show of solidarity.
He says decision makers need to take notice.
If I was one of them, I would be really concerned. I would be even scared.
Mitchell says this opens a new front in the fight for racial justice. Julie Walker, New York.
This weekend's also the unofficial start of the campaign season, and President Trump picking up an endorsement of the country's largest police union, the Fraternal Order of Police, which has more than 355,000 members nationwide, says the president has shown his support and understanding for law enforcement officers who've been facing civil unrest around the country in recent months. This Labor Day is a hot one. It's continuing to strangle the West.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency as temperatures climb into the triple digits throughout the Labor Day weekend. The declaration means that power plants will be able to operate beyond normal limits throughout the long weekend. Southern California is expected to be particularly hard hit. The National Weather Service in Los Angeles is forecasting dangerous heat. Surrounding states like Arizona, Utah, and Nevada will also be dealing with uncomfortable temperatures. Keith Peters reporting.
Several boats sank while taking part in a parade in support of President Trump on Lake Travis just outside Austin, Texas. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Hundreds of fans attended a special kind of musical happening at a church in Germany. a chord change in an organ piece that's supposed to last for an entirety of 639 years.
The performance of the organ ASLSP, or as slow as possible composition, began in September 2001 at the St. Borchardi Church in the eastern town of Halberstadt and is supposed to end in 2640, if all goes well. The music piece by the American composer John Cage is played on a special organ inside the medieval church. The last sound has been the same one for the last 6 years and 11 months, and therefore the chord change was a big event among fans of the John Cage organ project. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Construction finally beginning on the Britain $140 billion high-speed railway project. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There is no racism or systematic racism in America, according to one Republican congressman.
Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry says that systematic racism doesn't exist, and there's more to the story of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody in late May. Perry says our country fought a war to cleanse ourselves of racist impulses. He says he's unaware of who would maintain a system of racism in America. A spokesman for the congressman says that he believes that racism and discrimination more broadly is wrong in all its forms. Perry said an autopsy report identifies traces of drugs in George Floyd's system that contributed to his death. Bernie Bennett reporting.
At least four people dead after a fire in Philadelphia early this morning. Fire crews called out shortly before 8, found heavy flames and smoke in the first and second floors. Some 60 firefighters, medics, and support personnel battled the blaze and found several victims. The cause of the fire is being investigated. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
That is presented by QuickCrete's Recap and Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, are you in the midst of a home improvement project? Are you kind of stuck? Don't know what to do next? Don't know if you should do it yourself or you need to get some help? Well, we are here to pick up the slack, give you some ideas, some directions, some tips to help you save money, save time, save hassle, and get those jobs done. Help yourself first, though, by picking up the phone and giving us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about attic flooring. You know, adding the right flooring to your attic can make it a great place for storage. And we do a lot of sort of shifting of stuff as we move towards fall, right? We get rid of the summer stuff, start to pull out the winter stuff and the fall stuff. And if you need a floor in your attic because you don't have enough space, that is awesome. But if you try to work on this floor and you do it the wrong way, you could weaken the structure and squash your insulation and find yourself with 1 foot planted firmly through the ceiling below. We don't want that to happen. So we're going to have some tips for you on how to install attic flooring that works and works well.
Plus, wouldn't it be nice to have home experts available whenever you need them to help walk you through a project or maybe help you find a pro to get that job done?
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that what we do?
Well, yes and no. We're going to talk to you about a new subscription service that puts knowledgeable, impartial experts just a click or a call away to help you get the answers that you need.
And with all the recent summer storms, did you have a tree or two taken down? Well, what about the stump? We're going to share 4 easy options to make it disappear.
But most importantly, we are here to help you with all of your home improvement projects, your decor projects, your planning projects, whatever it is you've got in mind for your money pit. We are here to lend a hand, so give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Ed in Delaware is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I've got a house built in about 1950. It's masonry brick, and there's about a 1-inch air gap between the inner part of the masonry and the drywall. No insulation, obviously. I want to insulate that. But I have a couple of questions around it. One would be, since it's a true masonry house, it's not bricks over a stud frame, it's brick. The joists rest in pockets in the brick. If I put insulation around there, am I going to have rot problems on the end of the joists?
How are you going to insulate the wall?
With a low-pressure foam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
such was my thought.
Yeah.
It's very rough in there, so I don't think I can do any kind of blown-in insulation.
Right. Yeah, you don't have a lot of space. I got to tell you, typically, believe it or not, those spaces are not insulated, where you have that just very narrow space in a brick wall. And what folks typically concentrate on would be insulating the attic extra well, so to speak. I mean, having 15 to 20, 25 inches of insulation in the attic is actually far more effective, because that's where most of the heat loss occurs. To your original question, whether that will contribute to any degradation of the joists that are sitting in pockets, I doubt it. But I just don't think you're going to get much of a return by trying to insulate that space, because you don't have that much cavity to insulate. It means the amount of R value you're going to get in there is going to be pretty small to begin with.
That's true. Part of the issue, and I can solve this by sealing the basement and the attic, which I haven't gotten completed yet, is that there's literally a breeze that blows up and down there depending on the direction that the wind blows. So at the very least, I want to close that off so I don't get air infiltration, for example, through the few plugs that are in the outer wall.
Well, that makes sense. I think that's a good idea.
But I was thinking, even if I can only get an inch in there, that's an inch versus nothing.
If they're not rotting now, I don't think it's going to happen when you insulate it. You're not going to be, you know, doing anything that's going to contribute to adding moisture there. I just think that if you were to seal those drafts from below and focus on insulating in the attic, the areas you can get to, I don't feel like you're going to get a lot of return from what's left, which is just this very narrow space in that exterior wall. It's solid masonry otherwise.
Okay.
So why not do it in stages? Why not just do the seal the drafts first and see what happens? Because the hardest part of this is obviously getting into that wall. But if you seal the drafts and you find out that maybe you don't have such an issue anymore, you would have saved yourself a lot of aggravation.
Well, that is true, particularly since the wall is open at each joist, so I'd have to cut into the ceiling and seal that anyway. Otherwise, I would be insulating the floor, which doesn't
make a lot of work. So I would hit it in stages and see what the result is.
Joan in Massachusetts on the line with a mysterious radio crackling that could be connected to an LED light. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I'm so happy to talk to both of you. I learned so much from listening to your show every week, so
thank you.
You can answer my question. I'm going to be moving into a house, and I had an electrician install Lotus super thin LED lights in my ceilings in like 4 rooms, actually 5. And then they're tied into Ariadne CL 150-watt Lutron dimmer switches. And when I turn the radios on in any of those rooms with to an AM station so I can listen to your show, I get static. And so the electrician had never heard of that before. And so I'm kind of looking for some hopeful information to correct the situation.
What kind of radio do you use? Is it like a portable radio or is it part of your stereo? Or?
I've got one portable one that, you know, I've carried around just to see if that's affected, and that is too. But then I've got, you know, just kind of AM, FM radios in the different rooms because I like to listen to AM radio most of the time.
Usually if you have a you know, static like that or interference with any kind of appliance, it's usually the ground. There's usually something that's off with the grounding system for the electrical panel or the circuits itself. So that would be the first thing I would check.
Okay. Now, so it could affect every room if the ground is off in the panel?
Yeah, right, or if somehow it's disconnected. And that actually could be potentially unsafe as well. So I would start by looking at the ground.
And look at the ground wires in each room, too, or?
Yeah, and right, and one thing that you could do that's really easy is you could use an outlet tester to check all the outlets in those rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really simple way to tell if it's grounded or not grounded because there's a light sequence that comes on. And if it's not grounded, you'll see it immediately.
Yeah. So could it be anything to do with the dimmer switches?
No, I don't think it's the switches themselves. I mean, because these are all made consistent, and, you know, I don't have anybody else across the country that's complaining about this kind of an odd thing.
Hmm.
But I would suggest that you check for grounding, and that almost always will do it. You know, if it's a metal box, it might be shielded if it's not grounded. So it really needs to have that element checked out.
Yeah,
right?
Because even if I go in the cellar, I head and install a couple of fluorescent lights, and it happens down there, too.
It's not just where you have these dimmer products.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, great.
The other thing is you could do is you could get an outside AM antenna and get the radios working from that antenna instead of the one that's built in. So there's another option there. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
And just ahead, the right flooring can make your attic the perfect place for storage, but the wrong flooring could lead to a collapse. We don't want that to happen to you, so we're going to share tips to do it right when the Money Pit continues.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you need some help getting started on your project? Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor.
With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews and book appointments online, or by downloading the Home Advisor app.
No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything.
David in Alaska is on the line with a question about a foundation. What can we do for you?
Yes, what I've got is a daylight basement. It's made out of quad lock with a poured slab, and I'm getting a lot of moisture in on the coming in from the outside. I put the bitumen over the quad lock and over the footing, and I'm still getting a lot of water inside the house. In the winter times when it's bad, and we have to run at least one, maybe two dehumidifiers, or even dehumidifiers.
Does it seem to be consistent with maybe the warmer temperatures in the winter, like where maybe it's starting to melt a little bit, or is it the same all the time?
Yeah, pretty much the same all the time. And the bitumen was sealed with a heat gun all the way down over the footing. But I don't know if that's where my problem's at, that the house is close to 20 years old.
Typically, when you get high humidity and high moisture like that, it's because of drainage. The water has to melt. The snow has to melt. Then it gets into the concrete one way or the other, and it gets drawn through because concrete is very hydroscopic. It really soaks up a lot of moisture. Then it evaporates to the inside spaces. If your drainage is in good condition on the outside, in other words, you know, in the spring or the summer, you want to make sure that your soil around the house, if at all possible, it has a good slope away so that when that snow starts to melt, that water runs in that direction. It doesn't fall down along the foundation where it can become drawn into the house. And then, of course, you also want to make sure that your gutters are clear and free-flowing and all that. It doesn't sound like that's as much of an issue for you in particular. Now, you mentioned you were running a dehumidifier. What kind of heat do you have in this house? Is it forced air, or what kind of heat is it?
For your stove.
So it's not, you don't have a furnace. You don't have warm air that's blowing through. It's not ducted.
No.
What I would recommend in that basement space is is a better quality dehumidifier. David, take a look online at the dehumidifiers that are made by ThermaStor, T-H-E-R-M-A-S-T-O-R. They have two brands. One is called Ultra Air, and the other one's called Santa Fe. They're either freestanding or they're designed to be suspended from the ceiling. I have one. I have an Ultra Air that I use in my basement, which tends to get damp even though I have good drainage conditions on the outside. And it's been very effective for us. And it basically drains into a sump pump, and it takes out a surprising amount of moisture from that space every single day. So that might be a good solution for you. I just asked you those earlier questions to make sure that anything that you can do physically to make sure water's not collecting around the house is done. And it sounds like that might be the case. So the next step would be to install a good quality dehumidifier, okay?
Okay, is it energy efficient?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. All right, David, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the right flooring can make your attic the perfect place for storing stuff, but the wrong flooring could lead to a collapse. Now, if you'd like to take on this project, here are a couple of things you got to keep in mind. First of all, for the most part, attics are not designed to be used as storage spaces. They're part of that raw underbelly structure of a home that keeps the whole house together and then protects it and you from the elements. Now, because of this, installing a floor to an attic always involves some level of disturbance of that structure, so you've got to be smart about how you do that.
That's right. So first up, keep in mind that the platforms, the flooring, does not have to be plywood. You know, if you think about it, trying to maneuver those big 4x8 sheets of plywood or oriented strand board, the OSB, up to an unfinished attic is kind of like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. So to make the job easier, what I like to do is to use a circ saw and cut the plywood sheet in half first. So I have two 2-foot by 8-foot strips, which are a lot easier to handle. Now, the other option is to skip the plywood flooring altogether and use dimensional lumber. For example, you can pick up 1x6 No. 3 spruce. It's kind of a step up from what I would call the pallet quality wood, but it makes a fine, usable, sturdy floor in an unfinished attic space. You may have a board or two that you kind of have to work around, big knot, that kind of stuff, but it's really inexpensive and so easy to maneuver.
Now, putting flooring in an attic is also going to require some level of trade-off between the areas that you floor and your attic's insulation. Now, most homes are going to have insulation that's piled higher than those floor joists, which is good, but you need to understand that this insulation can't be squished or it's just not going to do the same job insulating. So one option is to floor an area less than the entire attic, you know, just a small section around your attic door opening. This way you can preserve that maximum amount of attic insulation in the rest of the space. Now, another innovative option is specifically designed for use as attic flooring, and it's called attic deck. Now, attic deck is specifically designed to be an attic floor system, and it consists of 16-inch or 24-inch squares that attach to the top of your ceiling joists.
Yeah, I like this option. The sections are durable, they're lightweight, they're easy to handle. They kind of look like flooring grates, but they provide plenty of ventilation, which is good for the insulation below. And they attach with just a few screws and pretty much give you a safe, secure storage platform in, you know, just half a day's worth of work. So lots of options. But remember, you know, as the saying goes for physicians, first do no harm, I think it applies to attic carpenters as well. You know, don't go up there and start cutting beams and cutting floors and cutting stuff out of the way. You got to work with what you have. Just don't make it worse by squishing the insulation or a damaging part of the structure.
Sean in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have black, I'm like peel and stick tile, but it's real thick. It's real thick and it's real brittle, and it's on a concrete floor, and I cannot get it up. I've tried a scraper and everything, a chisel and a hammer, and I didn't know if there was an easy way to get it off.
Why are you trying to get it off the concrete floor? Can I ask what the finished floor is going to be?
I have no idea, but this tile is pitch black, and my entire house is cedar on the inside.
Okay, because it may not be worth the aggravation of getting it off. What you might want to do is to put another floor over that. For example, laminate floor is beautiful. It comes in hundreds of different patterns, and some of the patterns can look like tile or stone or marble, and a lot of the patterns can look like hardwood, and it's a floating floor, and it can lay right on top of that old nasty looking black tile. And you know, you might just be better off doing that. I don't see what you're going to gain from taking that tile off. You're right. The adhesives are very, very hard to release because they get embedded in the concrete. You'll end up with a rough, nasty surface. Even if you were to get it off, I don't know what you would do with it. So if it was my house, I would leave it alone and put a new floor right on top of it.
See, and we have put a floating floor in the living room. And I asked my wife if she wanted it in the kitchen, and she said, no, she wanted me to take up the old tile. Okay, so I'm all about happy wife, happy life. So I said, yeah, babe, no problem. I know just the person to call.
Yeah. Well, tell her that we gave you some good advice, which is that you should really think about a floating floor in the kitchen as well and take a look at the laminate. Or you know what? If she doesn't like the laminate, there's another thing you could do, and that's called engineered hardwood. So engineered hardwood is suitable for a kitchen because the way it's built is instead of being sort of solid hardwood, it's kind of like plywood in that it's made of different layers, but from the top surface it looks just like a solid board of oak or maple or whatever kind you choose. And that's another way you could have a real wood floor in that kitchen be absolutely beautiful. Just make sure that you pay attention to the durability ratings on it. I would probably go for one that's rated commercial just because the kitchen's going to take so much punishment. But you don't have to worry about spills and things like that. Because it's engineered, it's never going to swell up on you.
Okay, what about the she has brought up the idea of ceramic tile. Can I put that over it, maybe?
You possibly could if you used the right adhesive, and if that existing tile is really adhered well to the old concrete floor, you could potentially go right on top of that with a ceramic tile. But remember, it's going to be pretty cold, and you know, that's why the wood floor or the laminate floor, which could, by the way, look like ceramic tile, would be a much more warmer kind of feel underfoot.
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Sean. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Coming up, wouldn't it be nice to have home experts available whenever you needed them to walk you through a how-to project? We're going to share some tips on a service that does just that next. 888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, if you have questions about your home projects, you can always reach out to us. And some number of you will get through and get your answer. But for the rest that don't, we've got a great service to tell you about. It is called Dwelling, and it is the brainchild of our next guest, Nick Ortiz, and his partner, Shannon. They are both Harvard MBA students and thought, hey, we got questions about how to fix stuff around the house. I bet other people do. So they figured out a way to set up a subscription service to provide those answers. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's a pleasure to be on the show today.
So great idea that you guys are doing this, because there's a lot of folks that need a little bit of direction. It's hard to get expert independent advice. Is that what you're hoping to provide?
Exactly right. We're looking to enable homeowners to connect with professionals virtually to get advice as to what is truly wrong with an issue at home and how they can fix it themselves.
Now, how did you come up with this idea? I mean, I imagine coronavirus had something to do with this. Not so sure about people wanting to come into their houses, but, you know, this is like telemedicine for the house. Where did this come from?
Exactly right, Leslie. The idea actually came before coronavirus, and with coronavirus, we accelerated our offering and expanding it to more homeowners. But the idea really started out when I was a kid and at home was helping with home maintenance issues and looking for guidance on how to fix those issues, but not having an easy source or easy way to connect with pros other than having them come in person. And then when I started working, I looked into how technology is changing in the home, and it's changing a lot of aspects from smart appliances to even how you answer your doorbell, but not the way that you connect with a professional.
Now, what's the pain point that most of the folks that use your service are trying to solve, Nick? Is it they just don't know where to start?
It's really two things. One, where to start, like you mentioned, and the second is the cost of actually having a pro come in person. Getting help first virtually to diagnose an issue and solving things on their own, giving them the power to do that.
So now, how does this work? I mean, you know, whatever the problem is, you now connect with somebody. Am I just constantly showing you what's going on through my camera on my phone? Like, what's the process?
Great question. So the process is you first go to our website, and then you have an option to submit either a written request or schedule time for a video chat. And if you submit a written request, you'll take photos and a picture or video of an issue. Then a qualified professional will review it give you guidance as to what is wrong and how to fix it yourself, even including information around the parts and tools you might need. Or if you schedule the video chat, you can have that discussion one-on-one live with the pro.
How do you select your pros for this project? I think one of the values of a service that does help with the diagnosis before the actual pro is dispatched is the fact that there's somewhat of an independence. You know, if you call a plumber, you're going to get a solution that requires a plumber. If you call a carpenter, you're going to get a solution that requires a carpenter. How do you help provide that expert independent guidance to really zero in on what's necessary for this project?
Yeah, great question. The first piece is that all the pros that provide virtual advice through Dwelling don't recommend themselves for any in-person advice. And so their job is really to try to recommend solutions virtually and not be biased to saying you need myself to come in person. And then where we find pros to work with us is through a job request online, as well as reaching out to qualified vendors for professionals that then apply. They do a diagnostic test through our platform, and then a short interview to understand their skills and background, as well as what trades they specialize, if they're plumbers, appliance technicians, general handyperson, or others.
What are some examples of, you know, projects that you've seen these pros help out with?
They really range from small issues to big, and some that actually have been showcased on your show. Small examples include issues with a running toilet or leaky faucet. And then some larger examples include appliances that are malfunctioning or even the hot water that's not working. Some outside-of-the-box examples include a homeowner that was having an ant infestation and wanted to know how to remove them humanely. Or another example is a homeowner that had even killed their grass by leaving a yoga mat out and wanted to know what to do.
Now, it's shocking that you can leave even like I've done this myself. I've left the trash can lid on the grass for all of 20 minutes and completely wiped out a, 2-foot square circle.
It's a terrifying sight, but
that definitely happens. Yeah. Well, it's a cool service. Can you talk a little about the sort of the subscription model and what it costs to participate, Nick?
So today, homeowners have the option to either sign up for a subscription to a monthly plan at $15 a month, or an annual plan where you pay $10 a month. With those plans, you get unlimited either written or video chat requests. And then if you'd prefer not to have a subscription, we do enable homeowners to do one-off requests and our pay-as-you-go option, which is $25 for each request.
That's awesome. Hey, Leslie, I think this could be our retirement job.
I mean, seriously.
We'd be honored to have you.
I'm like, little after-hours project.
Exactly. We get paid for all of our friends and family that call us after hours. We're just talking today about all the questions we've gotten from people that know us just between the time we got between now and the last time we recorded a show together. It's crazy. All right, so, Nick, this is a great idea. Thanks for stopping by and telling us about it. Best of luck. I think it's really admirable that you guys are both Harvard MBA students and working on that MBA now and are venturing out to try to identify a real pain point for homeowners and find a viable solution. It sounds affordable. It sounds like it makes a lot of sense for you guys and for the homeowners and others that take advantage of it. So thanks. Good job.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Nick Ortiz, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit, and good luck with Dwelling. It's a great service. If you'd like to learn more, check out the Dwelling website. It's at hellodwelling.com. That's hellodwelling.com.
Well, if you've ever lost trees like so many did on the East Coast after last month's tropical storm, you may have a few stumps lying around. Now, a tree service can get rid of those using a stump grinder, which is a machine that could play a really scary part in a super creepy horror movie. I mean, you can imagine that. But we're going to share some less dramatic, safer options when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call here at 888 Money Pit, presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Well, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, but after it's gone, the stump it leaves behind really isn't that nice. Now, it's a tripping hazard, it condemns your lawnmower as you try to go around it, it'll attract insects, and let's face it, sawn-off trunks just don't look great, so stump removal really is your only option. Now, there's nothing easy about stump removal, but if you're willing to trade off waiting time for expense, there are a number of ways to eliminate those stumps for very little cost. Here are a few different methods that you can choose from.
Now, the most common method of stump removal is grinding, but that job is about as far away from DIY as you can possibly get. You need to hire a tree service. They use a very specialized machine called a stump grinder. It kind of resembles a scary machine from a horror movie. It's really an awfully big, strong machine. Basically, it features sort of side-by-side spinning circular grinding blades that are plunged into the ground again and again and again. They chew up the stump and reduce it to sawdust. It happens fast, but it's expensive. The average cost for getting a stump ground out is about $300, and it can go as high as $1,000 or so. And if you've got several stumps to deal with, you can pay an hourly rate, but it's pretty expensive. Another option for the hardy do-it-yourselfer, of course, is to dig out a medium to small-sized stump themselves in an afternoon. You want to dig around the stump. You can use a pointed shovel to expose the roots and extend the hole a few feet out from the stump to give yourself room to maneuver. You cut through all those exposed roots, and helps to have a variety of tools on hand to get through that compacted soil, because you're going to have different sized roots. Good tools for this part of the project would be like a lopper, a pruning saw, an axe, a digging bar, and a lot of sweat equity. You know, it's going to really be a lot of work to get it out, but you could eventually do it. Now, you got to continue until the root root ball is cut free, and then you got to fill the hole, which is now six times the size you started with soil, and regrade it. So, you know, an upside in terms of less expensive, but a lot of work and a lot of disturbance.
All right. Now, there is another option. You can use a liquid stump removal product, and these generally contain potassium nitrate, which will speed up the microbial process of decomposition. Now, they may be in liquid form or in a powder to which you're going to add water, and you'll want to make sure that you keep kids and pets away while this chemical is doing its work. So you purchase the product, you take a chainsaw, and then cut off the stump as close to the ground as possible, and then drill multiple one-inch holes 10 inches deep into the top of the stump, and drill a few more holes slanting inward from the side of the trunk. These are going to provide air to help fuel that decomposition. Then go ahead and pour the chemical into those top holes according to the directions of the product that you've got. Then go ahead and cover that stump with a tarp, and you're going to wait about 4 to 6 weeks, because that's how long it's going to take for that stump and the wood to become spongy.
Yeah, and then you just chop out the softened wood with an axe and you fill the hole with soil. Depending on the size of the stump, you might need to repeat the steps. Now, I did this successfully the last time I had to get rid of a stump, but I had one added expense that I didn't count on. I totally burned out my 20-volt DeWalt drill because it probably was a bit undersized for drilling those one-inch holes.
Such a big hole, didn't
it? Yeah, it was, I probably pushed it. You know, I didn't go 10 inches deep, but I mean, I went pretty deep, and it just complained, and all of a sudden I noticed that there was an odd smell and there was sparks coming out of my tool. So I figured, well, that was that. I did put it to good use, though.
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner, and I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble to brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is it's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into, like, every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's, like, just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick from floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use, a swag. Is that what it's called? Swag? Swag?
Yeah.
Right?
Swag.
Yeah, I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. So you plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself, so it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right, I'll think down on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create, like, a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about the absolute easiest way that you can clean up your outdoor furnishings and strip away what could be a season's worth of dirt, mold, mildew, and just general yucky grime that's all on top of it. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? Look around your house. Look around your yard. If there's a project on your to-do list, slide it over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question on moneypit.com.
All right, now Stephen posted a question. He writes, my door has a metal threshold that was previously connected to the cement foundation using glue. The threshold has come loose, and there's a large crack in the cement that expands the entire width of the door from jamb to jamb. I'd like to avoid buying a whole new door just for the threshold.
Yeah, I get that. You know what? If he does buy a whole new door, the screws will probably still line up with the crack. Right? So what I would do first is I would fill that crack. You want to make sure that you use the appropriate product for that. You could probably use Quikrete's Recap for that, which is super strong, and it basically sticks very, very well to old concrete. So take the settle out and fill the damaged concrete first. And then after that, what you should probably do is add some fasteners to secure that down. And even if you have to drill some new holes in a different place in the saddle, what you could use is a type of fastener called a TAPCON fastener. It's kind of like a screw for concrete. When you buy TAPCON fasteners, they usually come with a masonry bit, and you drill out the concrete with that size bit, and you'll use a different bit, by the way, to go for the aluminum, not the masonry bit. And then you use the screw and screw it right into the concrete. And with a sill like that, you could probably use a pan head screw, and it will tighten it right down to that concrete surface, and you'll be good to go.
And you know what, Stephen? They're so handy, TAPCONs. I mean, this is sort of really replacing, you know, no other way other than lead shields of putting something up in concrete, into a floor that's concrete or stone, into brick. I mean, this truly will give you a good grip into those surfaces without having a lot of extra steps. Now, I know this has happened to me before, and Tom, correct me, I put wire in to sort of like really help it adhere into that screw hole. Is that correct?
Well, if the hole gets too wide sometimes because of the masonry bit, sometimes you have to fill it with something. And putting a small piece of wire in there, it works just perfectly for that.
All right, good. Good luck with that, Stephen.
After the long summer, is your outside furniture looking a bit dirty or moldy? Leslie has tips for the easiest way to clean away the dirt and grime in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know what? There's going to be a specific approach depending on the material of the furnishings that you have outdoors. So let's start with plastic furniture. They can get stained pretty easily, and they do end up looking really just nasty. So what you need to do here is you can make a really great cleaning solution yourself, and you might even have all of the stuff right now in your house. So you want to mix dish soap, borax, and a half a cup of peroxide into 1 gallon of water. Then go ahead and use a nylon brush, and this way you can scrub down those furnishings and rinse them well, and that does a really good job of getting rid of all that grime off of the plastic furniture. Now, if you have metal furniture, it's really just going to be soapy water and some elbow grease. I mean, it's going to take a lot of your personal strength there to help with that cleaning, so you do have to put in some effort. Now, you can also remove any rust and stains with sandpaper or even a wire brush, and then go ahead and prime the furniture and repaint those spots. And this will help you avoiding any further rusting that occur just on those spots. Now, wood furnishing, you really do want to wash that with oil soap, like Murphy's oil soap, and then let it dry really well. And you know what? You can do it right now at the end of the season and then store it away, so as soon as the warm weather comes back, that furniture is going to look great.
Excellent advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about facts versus fiction. When it comes to home improvement projects, there is always a lot of myths that out there, but in our view, they lead to myth stakes. So we're going to straighten out some of the most common ones on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.